brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers?
So does Shooter Jennings.
So does he. He's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to do five more minutes of overdrive and then get into my whole breakdown. A bunch of news and a retransmission.
Alex Jones.
I'm getting so good at interrupting. I interrupt my own liners every time. Again, great job to the crew out there. They are kicking butt. We have the best radio crew / TV we've ever had. Best crew on TV and... I just am so thankful for my crew and all you, the supporters and listeners and the good Lord above. We were just talking about synchronicity, serendipity during the break and how, not attacking atheists, but they say, we're just on a rock. It's all boring. We don't have free will. We're on a rock in deep space. What is this? We were talking about, I have dreams that come true. You have dreams that come true. I mean, let's talk about that. What is this? There's definitely major stuff going on we don't see.
Oh, I big time. I mean, I've done all kinds of research into religion, the occult, everything like that. And I do believe that are there elements at play. I do believe that there's God. I do believe that there's, or at least a force that is beyond our comprehension in which everything. I do believe in the science aspect of it, and I also believe in spiritual, like the importance of being spiritual. Whether or not there's a God, whether or not there's like a dude in the clouds or whatever, I think it's important for you to figure out a balance in understanding.
Sure. Well, they set science up against religion, and the foolish people then argue it back and forth as a football issue.
Yeah.
But I mean, they're coming out with huge math equations and spectrometers and things, and they're finding there's some other force containing and focusing things.
Yeah, and whether that be like the scientific theory that there's like a web and a net that everyone is connected in some kind of visible or non-visible form, dark matter, those ideas.
Yeah, that's it.
Something as simple as is just believing in doing good. Do you know what I mean? It's like it all kind of ties into this, into a very, very easy concept, which is living and acting truthfully and accordingly.
Just a good old boy never doing no harm.
Doing no harm, yeah.
Well, I mean, absolutely. It comes down to I have goodwill. People say, well, what do you stand for? Goodwill.
Yeah.
Now, if somebody crosses me, screws me around, I can be just as vicious as the most evil guy out there, but I won't even do it in an evil way. I'm saying it's that I don't like doing people wrong. I just don't get people that think they're getting ahead doing this.
Yeah, and people that are able to do that are people that have come from a situation. Those are the kind of people you have to be really scared of, you know? People that can sit there and lie to you and know that they're doing harm to you. They're all around, you know what I mean? And I'm just not that way. I'm just not of that nature. You know, I'm sure I've made mistakes and sure I've told lies to people because I didn't want to upset them.
Sure, when you're younger, you go, the point is as you develop, I mean, obviously you choose a side.
Yeah, you do. You do. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people out there who've chosen the wrong side of that, you know, and that's why that's what everyone is fighting against. And it's unbelievable what people have done. There are people that have done things to people that people would die just even hearing what they've done, you know, the kind of audacities and war crimes and things in government, even people's lives and their livelihood being taken away over bets. I mean, even if you look at the Mitt Romney KB Toys thing, the thing with that company, how they shut down KB Toys as like a thing. It was like a mom and pop organization, you know, all that stuff. I feel, again, we get back to that. But the small community. It's funny, I was saying this between one of the breaks. When I watch 90s television, I grew up in the 90s and 80s. And really, like, I watch shows like Beavis and Butthead and Seinfeld and all that. I mourn for the innocence that we had as a culture back then. Because things were so much better. And now there's so much more heaviness after 9/11 and terrorism and the wars that we have. And I'm sure that generation felt the same way about the 70s.
But this is the end of the innocence.
Really? Yeah.
And now people are getting so decadent. They go, let's be evil because it's cool. And it's like, hey, you know, evil isn't the image of the devil cheerleader, man. Evil is like burnout cities and poverty.
Yeah, man. I watched that movie God Bless America the other day. Have you seen that thing?
No.
Oh, it's all over the place. But there's a speech in that movie. It's so important. He's like, we're living in a culture where it's celebrated. You know, the nastiest, worst, most violent thing is celebrated as normal in culture with YouTube. Kids are on YouTube doing videos. You know, this is the culture we're in that celebrates the bad to the point where...
Oh, yeah, it's cool to be mean to animals. It's cool to say kill all the Arabs. All the shows are about psychos that torture people.
Anything that's shocking. Anything that's shocking is what's funny now. It's like the more shocking it is, the funnier.
And then when it really happens to you, nobody cares because it's funny.
Yeah, it's desensitized to the point of, you know, so I...
It's done by design. The album... Available for download on iTunes right now. The Other Life, Shooter Jennings. Available right now at shooterjennings.com. I'm Alex Jones. We'll be on the news tonight, 7 o'clock.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Chicago is a virtual battlefield. More than 500 shooting deaths in 2012 have made Chicago the murder capital of America. Proof that gun control doesn't work. Disarming law-abiding citizens ensures that only criminals have guns. And Rahm Emanuel and the Chicago machine want to keep it that way. If we can't stop them in Chicago, we may lose the whole battle. But there's hope. On April 9th, we have a chance to send billionaire Mike Bloomberg, Rahm Emanuel, and his Chicago machine a crystal clear message that we have a natural right to defend ourselves, our homes, and our families, and that they need to keep their hands off our guns. Illinois Republican Paul McKinley is sending that message in a bitterly false special election to replace disgraced ex-rep Jesse Jackson Jr. Every vote, every voice in support of Paul McKinley is a stand against the gun-grabbing Chicago machine. Will you stand up and defend your gun rights? Call 800-979-1555. 800-979-1555. That's 800-979-1555. 800-979-1555.
Paid for by Tea Party Leadership Fund PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. The TeaPartyLeadershipFund.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It is April 11th, 2013, on this Thursday edition. We've got a very important broadcast lined up. We're going to have updates from the head of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt, at the bottom of the next hour, or at the start of the next hour. He's going to be popping in with us. Then at the bottom of the next hour, I will break down the most chilling information that we have ever covered here on this broadcast. And it's all publicly available. And it deals with the technocrats, the Anglo-American eugenicist elite, and their own statements, their own plans, and what they've done before. What they do when they have full control of a country. What they do when they have full control of a country. What they do when they have full control of children. Because if you want absolute proof of what their goal is, what their plan is, you don't just have to go read the books they've written admitting they plan to exterminate the majority of us once world government is fully in place and they incrementally cut the resources off while posing as the saviors during the deepening crises. It's all about crisis management strategies of tension. I have received out of the National Archives restricted Bilderberg documents. I've talked to former heads of Special Forces Command. They all know what's going on. And the plan is to destroy the family, shut off the resources, and bring in a global medical tyranny. And then if you fight back against the white-coated exterminators, Nazis use them first, Soviets use them first, then they're backed up by paramilitary death squads. And we know the exact formulae, not even reverse engineered. This is all out in the open as a mosaic of actions, white papers, and statements. I mean, they just released a bunch of WikiLeaks documents, and Kissinger's not denied them, and the government said they're real. And what did Bradley Manning, who was part of releasing them, say? He said it's like the establishment is a kid with a magnifying glass burning ants. Well, that's how H.G. Wells described in his allegory, War of the Worlds, which he later wrote books about, saying is what the elite's going to do to us. They are the machines. They are the Morlocks. We are the Eloi. Same allegory over and over again. Same story over and over again. Remember the Fabian socialist, top globalist, part of the inner eugenics cult, wrote the book The New World Order. He said that they were going to bring in this world government and that they were then going to exterminate us. For our own good, of course. And there's a new Bilderberg Group report out at Infowars.com right now where the president of the Italian Supreme Court, very famous individual, has now come out and said that the government has all of the documentation and Italian intelligence has all the documentation that every time Italy tries to get out from under the EU or the globalist system, terror attacks are staged by the Bilderberg Group. Document says secretive group was involved in strategy of tension. And what does Kissinger say in the new WikiLeaks documents? He says, the illegal stuff we do now, the unconstitutional we have to do later. Absolutely devastating. And going back to H.G. Wells, he described how the establishment sees us as amoebas in a petri dish, and they're coldly and scientifically studying us, watching with a cold gaze with what they plan to do to us. And they do it with the so-called water you drink, with all the poisons and pharmaceuticals in it, and the hydrofluorosilicic acid that's an adjuvant, hyper-turbocharging all the other poisons. And it's in State Department Memorandum 200. It's in John P. Holdren's book, Ecoscience. It's in hundreds of publications, Club of Rome, all in my film Endgame, screenshots of their newspaper that they send to members, how they're doing this to us, and it's funny to them. And I'm supposed to just sit here while they're doing this to us and think it's funny. Or go join the establishment and play the part of a mainline Republican like Rush Limbaugh or Glenn Beck and just have a extended last meal, I guess, over the next decade or so and just watch society rot, and I'll just sit back in a genteel way and watch my children's entire future destroyed by madmen. I'm going to explain this again. The people that run the New World Order are the people that created the Soviets and the Nazis and the Maoist. And Pol Pot, who was, again, quote, fighting the communists. They don't care as long as humanity is attacked and destroyed and butchered and defaced. These globalists compete with each other over who is the most vicious. And there are real torture camps by the hundreds. This has now been released by WikiLeaks. We already knew this. This had already come out. But it just further confirms that the Army's own report from 2007, the Toogoombo report, General Toogoombo, is a rare moment of the schizophrenic Pentagon going, this program resulted in children being raped in front of their parents with battery acid and large objects. Go read it. That's just one footnote. And the Pentagon's like, we shouldn't do this. And then they pull back with the program because there's a moment of, whoa, we're really super evil. Whoa, Dr. Mengele. And by the way, these weren't even real Al-Qaeda terrorists. They publicly work for the globalists. I have a stack of news I'm going to get to after Larry Pratt leaves us at the bottom of the next hour to just show you what the technocrats are doing. They're seeing what military will follow orders. They're seeing what contractors will follow orders. These are all tests. Because the devil mimics God. This whole world's a test for God or his people. But the devil tests his people. And if you don't believe in the devil, I mean, what is the good guys torturing people's kids? And then they have, I mean, I picked up a law enforcement magazine in a 7-Eleven 13 years ago, back in 99. I read it on air. And it was a whole scenario for police about, do you torture a terrorist son to find out where the anthrax bombs are that are going to go off in New York? And the intelligence operative, he teaches the SWAT team guys, the SWAT team magazine, teaches them, yes, you do. The end justifies the means. I mean, just pure twist your mind. And cops out there all listening going, yeah, I've seen that. I've heard that. Because I see that about a third of the time I just randomly pick up a law enforcement magazine and just open it. It's just pure evil. Page after page of just absolute evil. Last time I picked one up a few years ago, I opened it up and it was an article written talking about Dallas saying, you know, if you see somebody with a Get Out of the UN sticker on their car, go ahead and bring them in. And police chiefs, go ahead and back your officers. Find some reason to charge them with something because these are extremists that want to kill cops. And then you go out and treat patriots like they're bad guys. They go, oh, you're a bad guy. See how you're like two fighting fish put in the same tank? And the globalists sit back going, full spectrum dominance. Waylon Jennings' son is going to be in studio with us, Shooter Jennings. I've never met him in person. Talked to him on the phone quite a bit. He's a big fan and listener. I'm a big fan of his work. I wouldn't lie to you. If I wasn't a fan of his work, I wouldn't even care about talking to him just because he's Waylon Jennings' son, one of my favorite outlaw country singers, one of my favorite, period. Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson, Willie Nelson, the Highwaymen, there they are. His music is just amazing. And he wrote The Summer of Rage a few years ago. It's in our film Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, which we ought to use for bumper music. I mean, it is a five-star song. And really powerful. It's about looking into a child's eyes, realizing that you can't just deny all this is happening. You've got to say no to it. The good in the world has to stand up and say no. He's going to be popping in here in the third hour. We're going to play some of his new album, premiering in here. His new tour starts, I guess, tonight in New Braunfels, or is it down San Marcos, just north of there, yeah. So he kicks his new tour and album off here today. Look forward to meeting him in person. Just some good old boys, never meaning no harm. Been in trouble with the law since the day they were born. I'm just a good old boy. You know my mama loves me. That's what it's all about, loving your children and your mama loving you. You know, I'm a good old boy. You know, my mama loves me. And that's what's wrong in the world. Most of these evil people came from evil families where their mama didn't love them. Hello, I'm Al.
Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I see another side. Maybe it's just another light that shines. And I look over now through the door and I
so here we are, as usual, held hostage by another crazy government that it turns out has been meeting in secret with the U.S. government.
To blame for all the
You know, the globalists are so criminal, they may have even been paying Kim Jong-un to do all of this so they can sell more weapon systems to South Korea and others. That's pretty much what Dr. Steve Pachinik is saying is going on. And you're like, well, what's the proof of that? Well, ABB, headed up by Rumsfeld, the same guy that got aspartame approved and so many other horrible things, he transferred the reactors, and they said, why is the UN authorizing, and why is Clinton authorizing the Swiss company headed up by Rumsfeld at the time? That's how you know, they put him on the board and make him the president for a year, or CEO, then they get the approval. And then he transfers the reactors to them that allow you to make the fissile material to purify to enrich is the proper term, the fissile material to then make atomic bombs. You know, 1945 technology. It'll still vaporize your city. And now we're sitting there where they have A-bombs that the globalists essentially gave them. And no one remembers because no one even knew at the time. No one pays attention to stuff like that. I was following it. I was first on radio and TV, 95, 96, and covered it on the air. I was like, why is this Swiss company? And it happened 96, 97, 98, 99. This went on for like 5-6 years, transferring reactors to them. And the fissile material that they could then enrich. Just like our so-called government is putting Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria, and it's all over the news today. U.S. expected to increase aid to Syrian rebels, AP, including Al-Qaeda. Washington Post, Al-Qaeda in Iraq formally unites with powerful Syrian militant group funded by the U.S. government and NATO. America's hired death squads and torture teams are still operating in Iraq. Over 150,000. And they're just disappearing whole families, killing people, torturing, murdering. They're just contractors now. And again, this is an army. Build me an army worthy of Mordor. The fighting Uruk-hai. Tonight, you will feast on man flesh. I mean, they are over there doing unspeakable, hellish stuff. I mean, it's intensifying 20, 30, 40 times what Saddam did. 200 camps alone in Iraq. Giant CIA command fortresses filled with thousands, sending forth the black armored vehicles to grab the families, flying them out, black sites all over the world. 200 estimated in Iraq in these WikiLeaks documents. Hundreds in Poland and Romania and Ukraine and Georgia and Jordan and Israel. And now they found black sites in the U.S. And, of course, while they're at it with the CIA aircraft flying drugs in, and you guessed it, little kids, little pigs, let me in, not by the hair of our chinny chin chin, then I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house down. Just total savage murder, where you are seen like a steak at the supermarket by these people. I mean, you don't even enter their club. Unless you can slowly torture a child to death.
Oh, but let's turn our guns into these people. They're nice.
Oh, God. Al-Qaeda has always worked for the New World Order. Before it was called Al-Qaeda, British Intelligence, Lawrence of Arabia, look it up. It's all there, but they think you're stupid. And so I've really analyzed this. I've sat back and I've said, I hate Kim Jong-un. I just hate scum, hereditary dictators feeding on everyone. I feel for those people. But you can't take him out because I'm telling you, above the U.S. government, above NATO, above the CHICOM government, there is the International Crime Order. I mean, they've written books about it. There's the corporate superclass that just uses governments, and they're exempt from everything. They have diplomatic immunity. They can do whatever they want. Drug dealing, sex slaves, snuff porn. The UN's constantly caught and doesn't get in trouble. This is evil because it's evil people animating government and major corporations and channeling their dark force through it. And then we're just here, oh, you're the authorities, do whatever you want, not resisting it, and it is now getting up on its legs, energizing, preparing for a mass orgy like Hitler or Stalin or Mao. Lying down to it will let them win.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
It's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, the head of the Italian Supreme Court, who was privy to government documents, the former head of their CIA has also gone public, says the Bilderberg Group is specifically staging terror attacks all over Europe and the world to destroy national sovereignty and keep national governments under the control of a private banking cartel. And he says he specifically has the documents. The former head of their CIA, who's extremely famous and revered in the country, has come out and apologized to the Italian people and said that he knew it when he got into intelligence a few years after it happened, but the Bologna bombing and other major bombings all over Italy that killed hundreds and hundreds of citizens, well, one of them killed over 170 people, the Bologna bombing, including a bunch of children, was carried out by, get ready for it, U.S. Special Forces. Of course. I mean, I have a Black Ops Special Forces manual that WikiLeaks released 4 years ago. It's online. The Pentagon admits it's real and says we're going to arrest whoever released this. Well, they say it's Bradley Manning. And they admit it's real. And in there it says, you know, in the manual, you need to go take our classified course in false flag to win over indigenous populations. And what's a false flag? I've talked to special forces about it. This is some of the stuff that was done in Vietnam. And, of course, most of these guys come back and end up committing suicide, or they become preachers and repent to God. But you go down to the water and you find a little kid who's out there playing by the side of the river, and you hang him. And then you leave paraphernalia of the Viet Cong there. And that's what Colonel Kurtz and Apocalypse Now is all about, where he talks about the Viet Cong doing stuff like that. They took the inoculations, and so the Viet Cong come in and chop off all the little kids' arms. And he says, these weren't crazed men. These weren't men that were doing it to be evil. They did it because they were focused. They did it because they love their families. That's not really true. You see, we go beyond Kurtz here. That's a lie, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, that story is a composite of some true events that happened. And that's not even really publicly disclosed, but I know the people involved in it. Now, that's the reality, ladies and gentlemen. And if you think raping somebody's kid in front of their parents to get them to tell you where the insurgents are in Iraq is good, then I'm evil. And if you think, and the truth is, they hired a bunch of former fired federal jail guards to go run many of the prisons and have military under them who had already been caught doing stuff like this. They like to do it. You know, the reason they and I said I'd cover this at the bottom of the next hour. I'm going to get into what they're really planning, because I want everybody out there to really know what you're signing on to. It's gotten pretty outrageous, hasn't it, where they come out in mainstream media and say, yeah, all Catholics are with Al-Qaeda. They are extremists in army training manuals for gun confiscation in America. That's now in the major news. The state police in Colorado have gone public, and sheriffs going, we're given training manuals that say prepare to confiscate Christians' guns, that they're going to uprise. Well, yeah, when you try to collectivize everybody's kids after the nuke goes off and after the economy collapses and the only answer is to live in government factory dormitories, like Mao collectivized in the Great Leap Forward, this is all planned. And of course there's going to be a civil war. People are going to not turn their guns in, police. I mean, you're scared of a few people that are sick of being pushed around? You're scared to have to pull people over now, you know, and make a little money or whatever? Do you understand what's going to happen? And by the way, I've analyzed their entire attack strategy and profile. I mean, I'm just so immersed in this. I woke up at 3 a.m. last night, not really dreaming. I woke up and couldn't go back to sleep because I just sat there in the dark for hours in the living room, just with such clarity. It's just unbelievable. And I see the whole plan because it's all there. It's not like I'm reaching out into some crystal ball and finding this. 800-259-9231. I want to get your take, first-time callers, on just everything, the craziness of the world. 800-259-9231. Now, listen, it doesn't mean their plan has to happen. We've already held them back 10 years, so they're accelerating their timetable. Because in their own words, Brzezinski's and others, they can see the trajectory that they're getting behind, and so if they don't accelerate, they're not going to pull out. They see liberty as a gravitational pull. Just as tyranny has its own pull, the more powerful it gets, the more unstoppable. They see our momentum building and the distrust of them building enough to have an event horizon. Just as the Bongino, the Secret Service agent, said, he said in his spirit, he couldn't sit there while Obama was collectivizing all these kids. He physically making, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, a senior guy leading the details all over the world, rock star in the federal government. You know, going right to the top, and it was that sell your soul moment, and he had to quit. Arde Saveda, it's the opposite here in Austin, Texas. He's selling his soul right now, in the words of Weldon Henson last night here in the office talking. And man, it's sad to see that happen. It's so good to see somebody's spirit see what's happening and just step forward and go, I'm not with this. And to hear that truth in the voice. Instead to see people lying and making excuses. Listen, It's a death warrant for everybody that goes along with this, okay? You are signing on. You are going into a dark room with Beelzebub. And let me tell you, Beelzebub looks like a beautiful woman there in the dark, the most beautiful you've ever seen. Just come, come on, come on, come on, come on, baby, come on, come on, come on. But it's going to get you in a stranglehold as soon as you come in there. What starts like heaven is going to end up being hell. Whatever is in your mind's eye of desire, that's how it's going to appear. Or you're competitive. You want to show people that, you know, tried to hold you back, that you can go be with Biden on the stage and you can sell the lie. The soul is being forfeit. It's being sold right there. And it's going to get harder and harder to turn back. It's going to get harder and harder to say no. 800-259-9231. We'll take a few calls here in a moment. I've just got news off the charts, and we got Larry Pratt popping in. They killed the filibuster. Gun bill clears Senate hurdle as filibuster falls short, and if they need to stage a mass shooting to get it passed, they will. You better believe it. I mean, these are killers. And by the way, they've gotten a unified coterie of criminals up there now. And again, they're all going to jail if they don't totally take over. You see, they're committed. They're committed. They know all this stuff, and most of them are scared. Most of them were social climbers that, you know, ran for this and ran for that and became mayor and then became a state rep and then ran for Congress and then the Senate. And, you know, they've got a mistress and three ex-wives and four kids and all these bills. And, you know, they're up there with all, and the whole thing's a bubble to keep them in a matrix as well. While the real technocrats have their minions there feeding them the political information. And if anybody gets off the reservation, then the pressure is applied. And then they back off. And they go along with it. And by increments, the sand gets deeper. The quicksand gets deeper. So we'll get into North Korea. They're threatening to, you know, nuke again and all the rest of this garbage. We'll get into Bitcoin. Mike Adams yesterday, the day before yesterday, predicted imminent collapse. And a collapse is more than 50% drop. It did do that. And Mike was calling earlier saying he's got more intel. If he wants to pop in via phone or Skype, I know he's out on his farm. He's got a farm and a big factory with organic food. He's an amazing guy. He wants to pop in at 55 after, 54 after in the last segment of next hour. That'd be good. He can do that to give us his what he says next on Bitcoin. And of course, people can say then, did you make it crash? No, when something's shooting up 100% in a couple days, I mean, it's pretty much a no-brainer, in my opinion, to say there's going to be a crash. And I predicted during the interview, I said, I bet it'll crash and then bounce back up and crash and go back up to train people to stay in it for when they finally drop the hammer. And I'm not against Bitcoin, folks. I'm against being suckered because the globalists can naked short that thing all day. And don't think they won't. I'm very suspicious about it, but again, that's because I've got instincts. That's because I'm bad. Being right is bad. Being male is bad. Being assertive is bad. Being a slave is good. So saith the New World Order. Now, speaking of being slaves, we did this piece because about 9 years ago I saw a Penn & Teller piece that showed people saying, let's ban dihydrogen monoxide. And that's water, of course. And so we went out and we sent out Leanne McAdoo, one of our new reporters, out to ask the question. And no one figured out it was water until one guy that were packing up cameras leaving. And he comes over and goes, is that dihydrogen monoxide? Is that water? And then so we just cut that guy out because we were in a hurry to get back and he didn't want to be on tape. So the point is that one person out of, I don't know, I think they talked to like 30 people, out there on the pedestrian bridge over the Colorado River, over a soup of deadly dihydrogen monoxide, the way she phrased it about it's dangerous, it does these bad things, that's exactly how they phrase carbon dioxide. Because all that's coming out of most of these plants is carbon dioxide and water vapor. But they can list it because it sounds scary as a pollutant. They can tax it or shut it down selectively. So that's why we did this, was to show how they deceive. And how they manipulate. And so for radio listeners, it's powerful audio, but the video is up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com for everybody to see. If you're a radio listener and want to check out that report, it's even more powerful seeing it. Here is the report. Should we ban water to save the Earth? I don't usually hand out a lot of assignments, but I said, you know what? I like this Penn & Teller piece from 9 years ago. And I've actually talked to people on the street that say ban dihydrogen monoxide, which is water. So I said, I would like to see you go out on the street and recreate this. And then I said, next, I want Jakari and David Knight, and Darren McBreen and John Bowne and other reporters to go out and say, let's ban sodium chloride. Let's ban carbon dioxide, which they are trying to do, which plants breathe. Because banning water is just as crazy as banning carbon dioxide. People go, well, it has a scarier sounding name. Really, dihydrogen monoxide sounds even scarier than carbon dioxide. And so they went out, and she said the vast majority, she talked to a lot of people, so many we can't even show them all, almost all of them, I think she said one guy came back and said, wait a minute, isn't that water? So here is this report.
So about 10 years ago, Penn and Teller set about to prove that some Americans can be really gullible when it comes to saving the planet. And we figured, you know, it's been about 10 years. People are more awake. They're starting to ask questions. Certainly, I couldn't get them to sign this petition to ban dihydrogen monoxide. That's right. I'm going to see if people are gullible enough to ban water. Can I get you to sign my petition?
Well, I have to read a lot.
I'm trying to get them to ban dihydrogen monoxide. It's an additive in certain junk foods. And basically, we're trying to get enough signatures to get them to ban it.
Sure.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Well, good luck. I mean, if you want to read, otherwise you can just take my word for it.
What's the source of the hydrogen monoxide? Where's it coming from?
Well, it's one of the major components of acid rain. It doesn't come off, like, obviously when you go to wash your fruit. It's just everywhere now. We need it out of here.
I will help you out.
It's now being dumped into lakes, rivers, and streams.
Okay.
So, of course, with our whole system, it then gets in the air.
Yep.
It causes excessive sweating, so you might already be suffering from this chemical. DHMO is being dumped into rivers and oceans and streams and town lake. What are you doing? Fill with dihydrogen monoxide!
Hydrogen monoxide?
Dihydrogen monoxide.
Wow, okay. I never heard of it.
Tell you what I'll do. I'll look it up.
Okay.
I'm not going to sign it.
Okay.
Thank you.
I look like I'm up to something, don't I?
Hold on. I'm up real quick, Mom.
And I'm basically just trying to collect enough signatures to get them to put it on their docket and consider it seriously.
Sure.
She was on the phone. So apparently, if someone's distracted, and then you get them to sign something, that works too. They don't typically tell you they're poisoning you.
Yeah.
If I can get 1,000 signatures, then...
I figured...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's been a while, though.
Well, then, so can I get your support?
Can I read this?
Sure. If we can collect enough signatures, then they'll actually take it seriously.
Okay. That way you can voice it?
Exactly.
Okay.
Where'd you go to school? Cornell?
I did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome. Oh. Symptoms include excessive urination, sweating, bloating. The Environmental Regulatory Committee should be overseeing it and sort of...
Okay.
Come on, people! 10 years later, under the guise of saving the planet, and you'll still sign anything. Especially if you don't have time to actually read the facts. This is a 300-page paper being passed in Congress. I mean, you'd definitely stop to read what you were signing, wouldn't you? Actually, maybe you wouldn't if you were a politician.
Wow, what an incredible report. And it is so important that we get this video out to everybody, because despite the fact that Penn & Teller's report was seen by millions on HBO and millions on YouTube, still people say ban dihydrogen monoxide and ban carbon dioxide and ban sodium chloride. I guess Bloomberg is trying to ban sodium chloride salt in New York. Because if the control freak social engineers can get you to accept asinine things, they can get away with anything. And that video is up at InfoWars.com. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not trying to be so dark here, but reality is dark. We're letting evil people do incredibly horrible things publicly. Where are the apologies to yours truly? I told you the state would start saying the kids belong to them. I told you they'd try to register your guns and then confiscate them. Because the globalists have done this all over the world, the same people. I told you they would start shutting down our power plants. What do you think NAFTA and GATT was for? Get rid of our jobs, make us dependent. And I told you the criminal elements that run our government and other Western governments created Al-Qaeda, and they run them, and now it's all over the news that, yeah, Christians are now the main terror group, along with, it was returning veterans, gun owners, libertarians, conservatives. Now it's, oh, and the Christians. And imagine the state police in Colorado have gone public. They're in these federal training seminars going, prepare to mass confiscate the Christians. They are the enemy. I mean, right there, it should be running around going, enemies have invaded. Enemies have invaded. I mean, they're bad-mouthing George Washington, saying the state's going to get the kids. It's like North Korea landed, but it's not. But the red, it doesn't look like North Koreans, though. With little idiot Kim Jong-un, it's Obama. But he's just the front guy. And then you got all the useful idiots who think the government's their friend. The government was taken over. Now they're trying to mop up free speech in the states, but we're resisting. They haven't won yet, and we are striking back.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Makes and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available, over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts, all made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
I'm never gonna give up. your phone calls in this segment, the next, and Larry Pratt, we need to go ahead and start getting connected. Busy guy. Will be joining us to give us an update on the filibuster to try to block the national gun registration. That's what it is. And you got the Austin City Council guy going, don't worry, after we finish this work registering, your sign saying stop gun ban, you're going to need that sign, because that's what we're going to do. Yeah! You're my slave, baby! Woo-hoo, just like North Korea, government's got the guns, and the people don't. And look at the heaven it creates. They just want the guns to be our friends, just like they took the Iraqis' guns to be their friends and have torture camps all over the place and make them plant GMO. You know, if you don't plant GMO over there, they come and kill you. That's freedom, isn't it? And our troops don't like it too much. They come back and commit suicide. But it doesn't matter. They've got all the mercenaries hired who like doing the work. That's all been leaked by WikiLeaks. Mass torture, mass death, death squads, killing whole families. It's fun. Let's talk to Donald in New York. You're on the air. Welcome. Now, that's exciting, Donald. Very interesting, Donald.
I'm here.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
hey, hey, hey.
I got to tell you, man, I'm a fan, dude. I just became a fan. You got me awake, man. I'm awake.
Well, I'm glad you're awake. Now, just don't drink the sodium fluoride out of the water, and everything will clear up. And then you can save those brain cells to take some vaccines so you can really die. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
This Melissa Harris, man, this thing, man. I watched the video on it, dude. This lady's crazy. Does she not realize that, you know, Hitler said this to his people? You know, that the children don't belong to you anymore. They belong to the state. I mean, people need to wake up and start seeing. I mean,
you're talking about the MSNBC host who's also an educator. That means a brainwasher. And then she said, your children belong to the state. We've got to get past this private idea and that, you know, that your children are yours. And then she laughed at everyone when they got upset. She went, ah, ha, 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 I'm in control. I'm sitting under the government's fat, wart-covered belly. I'm sitting under the devil's sweaty rump. I'm powerful. I've snuggled up to the snuff film producing New World Order. I've snuggled up to the black ops squads that staged the terror attacks. I'm snuggled up to it, drinking delicious milk. Go ahead.
It's insane. It's insane. I personally was a child of the state. So I was 16. So I personally know.
How many times were you molested by the government?
Plenty of times, man. I mean, educational-wise, religious-wise, I can't tell you how many different homes I was in with different religions that were forced upon me. You know?
Oh, really? But you never had pervs go after you. Wow, you were lucky.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, I happen to be one of the fortunate. I feel myself as one of the fortunate ones that, you know, all the bad things that happen out of life to me, I've learned from, and I'm a father of three boys. So,
good.
You know, I have an 18-year-old, a 13-year-old, and a 12-year-old.
So despite the fact they tried to break the chain of families with you, you have regenerated it and are defeating the enemy. Just surviving and having your family grow up healthy is a victory over the New World Order, and every child they can't destroy, they hate it. Every child they can't brain damage, they hate it. They're just like, ugh. Sorry, go ahead.
And I try to educate my kids. I mean, personally, I don't think the educational system, and I've seen it this last year. My two youngest kids are in elementary school. They're, you know, they're in sixth and seventh grade. And I've watched them implement a whole new math system that's two grades above where they are. And 85% of the students are failing in the.
It's designed, the Department of Education, to give them too hard too early so they never get the basics to destroy them. This is all by design.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates,
We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.